B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Brandon, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, man. So,
oh my God,
great girl Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Jesus,
and you sound
she's
depressed.
Knocking back to me.
What happened? I mean, how many times you guys hung out?
Like 2-3 times, but it was for a long time. You know, it wasn't like a 20-minute thing.
Yeah, and how did you meet?
All right. If I'm being honest, we met in like a weird way. Like, don't judge me, all right? Like,
mm-hmm.
it is what it is. Like, me and my girlfriend, we were going through some rough times, and so was this girl Kelly with her boyfriend.
Right.
So we actually met because we were both cheating on our partner.
Oh, my God.
Okay, then.
This is beautiful.
Look, I know it's messed up, but, like, we weren't in a good place with our relationships. And, like, you know, Kelly told me that the guy she's with was, like, super overweight and perpetually unemployed and just, like, a dickhead to her.
Right.
So, like, you know, I don't blame her.
Okay, well, let me just real quick. Pebbles, mm-hmm. Has there been a Hallmark movie where two people who were in relationships got together because both of their current people were pieces of crap?
No. Usually you have to wait 2 hours for someone even kisses. So, yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
I don't think this falls under
well,
that.
Well, recommend it. It sounds like a love story to me. All right, well, hey, we're going to try and call her for you next.
All right, thank you.
Hey, no problem.
Sounds
we
so
cannot
sad.
Discriminate. From pieces of crap when it comes to the second date update.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Brandon. Now, don't get angry at Brandon. Let me finish as I tell you Brandon's story. So Brandon is looking for this girl, Kelly, who he has a lot of feelings for. He says he feels like, you know, they have potential. Now, the way they met was Brandon was cheating on his girlfriend with Kelly. But wait, let me finish. Kelly was also cheating on her boyfriend.
Right.
With Brandon.
So that makes it okay.
Supposedly, they're both in crappy relationships, and they bonded over that. But now Brandon is being left alone because he can't find Kelly. So you gave us her number. We're going to try and call her for you next, okay?
Hey, this is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. This is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station.
Wait, where are you calling from?
We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. I can explain to you why we're calling. It's not a bad thing.
A radio station?
Yeah.
What? Why are you calling me?
Because we got your phone number from a gentleman who would love to take you out on a date. And you know who this guy is. I'm going to tell you his name. But first, let me explain to you why we're calling you. We basically are offering you a date wherever you'd like to go and whenever you're free. So all you got to do is tell us if you agree to this. You tell us where you'd like to have, you know, a date and when you're free, you know, what night. Or afternoon, whatever. And we'll reserve everything. We'll book it. And we will pay for everything. All you got to do is show up and see if you and this guy can hit it off.
I think you're going to have to tell me more because this just, I don't understand.
Okay, so the guy, how about I just tell you his name?
Who is it?
So it's his name is Brandon. And he said that you guys were hanging out. And that all of a sudden he hasn't been able to get in contact with you.
Oh, yeah. I went out a couple times with Brandon, and it's just not going to work out.
It's not going to work out. Now, can you tell us why? Because he seems pretty confused. He thinks that you guys hit it off pretty well. And he said that you guys met, and he told us how you met. I'll put it that way.
Oh, yeah.
And we're not judging you. Hey, you know what? Sometimes people are in pieces of crap relationship. And you know, they meet somebody else who's in the same situation, and that's how they bond.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what happened. And we were just going through a rough place, my boyfriend and I, and
Your boyfriend current or
he's still my boyfriend. We went through a rough patch, but we worked it out. We got back together, and, you know.
What the
Are you kidding me? He's that bad with that piece of shit? You can't be.
Oh my God, what is happening?
Kelly, Brandon, he was listening and he's on the phone right now and you weren't supposed to talk yet, Brandon.
What the man? We had an agreement.
So, wait. I just need to know, what was the agreement?
I broke up with my girlfriend and moved my shit out. What do you mean you're back with him?
Well, you know, it worked out. And I did break up with him.
It didn't work out. I don't have any place to stay.
What?
Wait, so Brandon, you broke up with your girl?
Yeah, the whole plan was for Kelly to leave her guy. Like, he told me he's 400 pounds, not doing anything. We were supposed to move in.
I forgot about that.
You forgot? How do you forget that?
Wow.
Well, because, you know, we only hung out a couple times. I'm not ready to move in with anybody.
You told me he hasn't worked in 2 years.
Well, that's not your business, Brandon. You're not here to fix him. You are here to fix you.
You said you were ready to move, get him out of there. You said you're going to have to hire a crane to get his fat ass out of the apartment. What
Jeez.
The f***? Can't believe you're doing this to me.
Brandon, do you really think you should be talking about her boyfriend like that?
I'm sorry, Brandon, but you know what? It's not easy to find a job these days, and I'm not here to judge my boyfriend. He's a good person, and we worked it out. We got back together. I mean, what can I say?
I need a f***ing place to live. Holy shit. I have to call my goddamn mom. This is... Fuck me.
So,
me.
Brandon, you know what? It's
Holy
not
shit.
It's not all bad. We haven't asked her yet. Kelly, would you be down to go out with Brandon again for another date?
No.
No. Okay, Brandon, I have bad news for you. She said no.
Can I get that money for my down payment for my next apartment?
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
All right, so if you happen to be a bit of a lazy piece of crap, make sure you get up and listen to the second date update tomorrow morning, because we're going to make you feel good. You're going to find out that working hard, trying to earn a living, sometimes trying to make extra money, can be considered a turnoff to the right people. You'll see what I'm talking about. Mañana, second date update on the 10s, 8:10. Get up, crew. Listen.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.